And let's go next to NPR's Juan Williams, who is tracking where the campaign money is going. And Juan, can you judge how one of the parties sees the election going based on where they put their money?
Without a doubt, Steve, it seems that the Republicans at this point fear that they are losing on some key races that they previously viewed as a firewall in terms of retaining control of the House and Senate, the best example being Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio. Previously, the Republicans were investing money heavily in that district. Now they've decided to pull their money out.
Can you think of another race where Republicans seem to be giving up?
Well, there's some question about Pennsylvania with Rick Santorum, but two races that I would say that it's clear that the Republicans are having second thoughts about is Conrad Burns, the senator in Montana, and Lincoln Chafee in Rhode Island. In both cases, it looks like the Republicans, as they reconfigure their strategy going into the last few weeks of the election, are deciding to allocate their money to other races and take it away from those.
Juan, if you're the Republican Party, which is presumed to have a superb fundraising organization and just tremendous resources, why wouldn't they just go right on ahead spending in those races and see what happened?
Well, that's one way to think about it. But a better thought, as a matter of political strategy, Steve, is that you put your money where you think you can make a difference. And remember, this is really comes down to a very simple calculus. They're trying to make sure they don't lose more than 15 seats in the House. The Democrats need 6 wins in the Senate. So what you're trying to do there is make sure that you are placing your bets on your most likely winners and that you don't waste precious resources.
Is it getting to where Republicans are having trouble finding the places to put the money that it can make a difference?
No, it's not quite there yet. But if you look at the advertising, which is really what the money does for you, money helps so much with that, and you see that the Republicans still have, on average, about a $450,000 advantage over the Democratic candidates in, you know, the most competitive districts. So then let's look at where the ad money is going. And what you see is that the Republicans are putting their ad money into about 29 districts. But they're playing defense, Steve. There are 26 of those 29 are already held by Republican candidates. On the other hand, the Democrats are putting their money into about 30 districts around the country, 27 of which are held by Republicans. So the Democrats are on the offensive with their money.
Well, let's ask about that offensive. Democrats have less money than Republicans traditionally and maybe more opportunities than they might have expected a couple of months ago. Do they have the money to take advantage?
Yeah, and that's the key point. It's not necessarily the case that Democrats have as much money as the Republicans, and we'll know more later this week on Friday. There's going to be a filing report by the national parties. But the key here is that the Democrats across the country in this election cycle have proven that they have enough money to be competitive. In other words, enough money to get their message out, to build a campaign apparatus, to have a get-out-the-vote operation on Election Day. They have the money they need to be competitive. And combined with issues like the war in Iraq, the Foley scandal, it has built momentum for the Democrats, and that's why you see the Republicans reconfiguring how they use and allocate their money going into these final weeks.
Juan, we've tracked you down in State College, Pennsylvania, in a state where there's a big Senate race as well as some House races of note. What are you seeing there?
Well, you know, this is a race that's been tightening, but it still is the case that Casey, the Senate candidate for the Democrats, it's his race to lose at this point. Rick Santorum, the incumbent senator, a two-term, really is running an uphill race, but he's a great campaigner and he has money. But again, here's an example where you see the Democrat having the advantage and having enough money to be competitive and so far being successful.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, good to talk with you again.
Always, Steve. Good to be with you.